بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Continuing into the second hadith and regarding the book of Ar-Riqaq, that which makes the heart tender or softens the heart. In this hadith, حدثنا محمد بن بشار حدثنا غندر حدثنا شعبة عن معاوية بن قرة عن أنس عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: اللهم لا عيش إلا عيش الآخرة، فأصلح الأنصار والمهاجرة، فأصلح الأنصار والمهاجرة. And the same hadith from the way of Sahal bin Sa'd al-Sa'idi, he said: كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الخندق وهو يحفر ونحن ننقل التراب ويمر بنا فقال: اللهم لا عيش إلا عيش الآخرة فاغفر للأنصار والمهاجرة. The first hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Allah, there is no life worth living except the life of the hereafter. So please make righteous the Ansar and the immigrants. The Ansar are the helpers who sheltered the immigrants who immigrated from Mecca due to the persecutions by the disbelievers. And they moved to Medina. The Medina is the place of the Ansar, and the Ansar welcomed them and they gave them help and support. And that's what's the meaning of Ansar. So, O Allah, there is no life worth living except the life of the hereafter. So please make righteous the Ansar and the immigrants. In the second hadith that follows, narrated by Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi, radiyallahu anhu, he said, we were in the company of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the battle of Al-Khandaq, the battle of the trenches. And he was digging the trench while we were carrying the earth away. He looked at us and said, O Allah, there is no life worth living except the life of the hereafter. So please forgive the Ansar and the immigrants. The Al-Khandaq, the ditch or the trench, this battle of the trenches occurred in the fifth year after Hijrah, when the Confederates plotted and gathered their forces and put the city of Medina under siege. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feared that they may enter the Medina, the city of Medina. So he consulted with Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, one of the companions. He consulted with him as to what could be done. So Salman suggested to dig this trench around the Medina between Al-Harratayn, the two Harras. These are two landscapes of black stones as if burned by fire. And the city of Medina, and they are around the city of Medina. So he told or suggested that this trench be built between these two landscapes so that the disbelievers wouldn't be able to cross them. It would be difficult for them and for their camels or on foot to do so. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began the digging of the trench by himself in order to protect his companions alayhi salatu wa salam. And the hair or the soil, the earth, was seen on his hair alayhi salatu wa salam while carrying the earth, digging and carrying the earth away alayhi salatu wa salam, while saying Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhira, or life worth living except the life of the hereafter. That is because the life of this world will end, will go away. Either it, this life, will go away, or you will go away. You will leave it. However, with respect to the life of the hereafter, that is everlasting. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-A'la 87 verses 16 to 17, بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. Nay, you prefer the life of this world, although the hereafter is better and more lasting. It is better than this enjoyment and everlasting. It continues forever. And so therefore the person should think and contemplate as to what he is preparing and doing to this life, preparing for the hereafter, not for this vanishing world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us in order to be from those who look for the next life and prepare for it. And the firm person is the one who does exactly that. He looks for the hereafter, for the everlasting stay in life, and does not. And that's why we shouldn't, rather we shouldn't regret what may have missed us from this life. This is because this is the outcome. Either it will leave us or we will leave it. And the Prophet ﷺ, whenever he saw something that he liked from this life, he would say, لبيك لبيك إن العيشة عيش الآخرة لبيك. O Allah, I respond to you and I return to you. Then he settles himself, his self, by the statement إن العيشة عيش الآخرة, that the true life and the good one and the everlasting one is that of the hereafter. Why? In this way he will help himself to abandon what it may have liked of this life. One may examine the situations of those who lived in this life, the best of enjoyment they attained in it, and most comfortable. Where are they? Where are they? They are under the earth. They and others, they are the same now. Maybe they are even worse than others. And on the other hand, contemplate the life, or contemplate those who sought the life of the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us and you to seek it. Contemplate where, how is their mention? The mention of those who sought the hereafter, the good mention in this life, and the good reward in the hereafter. Take for example Abu Huraira. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. May Allah be pleased with him. During his time there were rulers who had a comfort life and the life came to them subdued. But did their mention remain as the mention of Abu Huraira remained? No, it didn't. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is mentioned in every gathering of knowledge, in every circle of knowledge, in every masjid, in every mosque, and in every sermon, whenever a hadith is cited, and the others are forgotten. This is the life of the hereafter. This is the endless bliss. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ja'alna mimman yakiddu lah. O Allah, make us from those who work hard to attain, or work seriously to attain. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَغْفِرْ لِلْأَنصَارِ وَالْمُهَاجِرَةِ فَغْفِرْ لِلْأَنصَارِ وَالْمُهَاجِرَةِ Forgive the Ansar and the immigrants. As you can see, there is a rhyme in what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen carefully to what he said. He said, Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhira, faghfir lil ansari wal muhajira. Did you pick the rhyme? Did you pick the rhyme? I repeat. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhira, faghfir lil ansari wal muhajira. So therefore, in this, we take this as a evidence for the allowability of taking into consideration in speech the issue of rhymed prose, rhyme in the final letter, and so that, and even though as you can tell, he introduced the name of the Ansar before the immigrants in order what? To make this rhymed composition or composing, you understand? Although the immigrants are better than the Ansar. Although the immigrants are better than the Ansar. You understand? But for the sake of the rhyme, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam introduced the Ansar before the Muhajira, the Ansar before the immigrants. (Clears throat) they are better because they combined the immigration, abandonment of their homes and their towns, especially since they left the best of Allah's land, the immigrants. Naam. And the Nusra, the help, and the Ansar, the helpers, they gave preference upon themselves, over themselves, towards the immigrants. And so they were of the best example. However, the Muhajireen take precedence. And Allah mentioned them before. He mentioned the Ansar in the Quran when He Subhanahu wa Taala said, والسابقون الأولون in Surah التوبة chapter 9 verse 100 والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه رضي الله عنهم وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. In Surah At-Tawbah verse 100. And the first to embrace Islam of the Muhajireen wal Ansar, and the Ansar, and also those who followed them exactly in faith. Allah is well pleased with them as they are well pleased with Him. He has prepared for them gardens under which rivers flow to dwell therein forever, and it is the supreme success. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by our love to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our love of the Muhajireen and the Ansar and their followers on the right path to join us with them in paradise. Innahu wal jawadul kareem. So, we took from this statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rhymed one, that it is allowable in cases to introduce in this case the Ansar before the Muhajira, although the Muhajireen were their status is more meritorious. Also, this is the case, for example, in some places in the Quran. Even you find this in Surah Taha. Allah mentioned Harun before Musa. Yet Musa is better than Harun. And in other times He introduces Musa before Harun. This is in order at these places, in order to take into consideration points of separation and also the ends of the verses. Also, for example, Ibrahim was introduced before the mentioning of Musa in Surah, for example, Surah Al-A'la, 87, 18:17. Now listen to this. قَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى. Here there is a taken consideration of what? The ends of the verses, right? And they are, in this case, rhymed. إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى. See, here the mentioning of Ibrahim came before Musa because of the this rhyming. Is that clear? While in Surah Al-Najm, the mention of Musa came before Ibrahim. In Surah Al-Najm 53:36-37, أَمْ لَمْ يُنَبَّأْ بِمَا فِي صُحُفِ مُوسَى. In 36, بِمَا فِي صُحُفِ مُوسَى Now listen. وإبراهيم الذي وفى. وإبراهيم الذي وفى. Can you, did you pick it up? Or is he not informed with what's in the pages of Musa and of Ibrahim who fulfilled or conveyed all that which Allah ordered him to do or convey? أَمْ لَمْ يُنَبَّأْ بِمَا فِي صُحُفِ مُوسَى وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى. You got it? طيب. Can I say that again? طيب. أَمْ لَمْ يُنَبَّأْ بِمَا فِي صُحُفِ مُوسَى. Now, وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى. Here he introduced Musa, and then after that he mentioned Ibrahim, in order what? To make fitting in terms of the ends of the verses in the rhyme. Is that clear? Musa, وَفَّى. Musa, وَفَّى. Previously, it was the opposite. إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى. الْأُولَى. صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى. وَمُوسَى. Clear now? No. And this brings the end of the discussion on this hadith. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.